being aware of the body sitting, connecting with the touch points, the sounds coming and going, and the breath. Connecting too with what brings us to practice today. What is it I care about that brings me to practice today? What is it that I need? So letting these intentions inform our practice as we go through. And remembering always to invoke some sense of openness, curiosity, and goodwill to ourselves as well as our experiences. These intentions are at the heart of mindfulness practice. So just resting quietly for a few moments with a sense of body breathing. And we can help our attention on the breath with a little whisper in the mind. Breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my mind. Calming the body, calming the mind. Breathing in, breathing out. And in today's practice, with a focus on equanimity, we're going to use a visualization to help us. And so now, allowing the awareness around the breath to expand and take in the body as a whole. And bringing forth in the mind an image of a tree. A mature tree. in full leaf. Using all your senses, really visualize the tree. Of course, seeing it, the color of the trunk, the bark, the color of the leaves. Let it be a mature tree in full leaf in summer. At the height of its majesty. Using all of our senses, aware of the sound of the wind through the leaves, the rustlings. The tree may have a scent that you know, or just that scent of of midsummer when the trees are all in full leaf. Letting to the sense of touch enter your awareness, feeling the bark, a leaf, and I suppose if your tree bears edible fruit or nuts, a sense of that flavor. Or letting it simply be the metaphorical flavor of beholding and abiding with this tree. And now letting the image of the tree, the sense, the sensory image of the tree, enter your body. The part of the tree you cannot see, except maybe ever so slightly, the roots. Embodying the tree and letting your legs and feet be, as it were, the roots of the tree. Roots that are as great, if not greater than, the multiple branches that you were able to see, and spreading out just as much, if not more so, into the earth. And so really feeling our own legs and feet and coupling that with the image of the rootedness of the tree. And if you're at home doing this practice, you may find it helpful to do this practice standing. and then letting our bottoms, as they are in the chair or standing, be a sense of that base of the tree, the beginning of the broad girth of the tree trunk. That place where the tree trunk is now making contact with the open air. And letting our bodies then be, as it were, the tree trunk. The torso of our bodies, rather, be as the tree trunk. So holding the image and feeling your torso just as it is. Letting yourself take on those qualities of the trunk, upright, dignified, strong, stable. Feeling our arms and hands as all part of the branches of the tree. The arms, like those strong branches that come off from the top of the trunk, and our hands and fingers spreading out, representing the multitude of smaller branches, even tinier branches. Feeling the strength too of these branches, but also now their flexibility, their subtlety. These smaller branches, flexible, adaptable, responsive, and being aware too of the neck and the head of our bodies as all part of these upper parts of the tree. So we have a sense of breath and body as a whole here, and the image of a tree and a sense of embodying the various qualities of the tree. noticing how the tree responds to the wind. There's a little bit of bend. And yet, generally speaking, the tree is unmoved. It is still in the trunk. And so, too, we can use this metaphor for whatever should be arising. Being steadfast with whatever emotions arise, thoughts, the various body sensations, sounds. We witness them just like the tree. And we may feel a little flutter, just as the leaves flutter. And if it's a stronger experience, a strong set of thoughts, emotion-laden thoughts, challenging body sensations, we may even feel a little bent over. Just as the trees are with the vicissitudes of the winds. And so practicing now with this sense of stability and strength and majesty. And letting it help us create a sense of calm with whatever comes up. Tender branches, twigs, and leaves. Feel the wind bend a little and relax. The wind comes, the wind goes. The wind blows again, maybe there's rain, dark clouds, and the leaves rustle. Almost like palms applauding. And then the leaves, the branches are still. Whatever weather there was has passed. And so the tree sits, stands, stable, strong, responsive. Witnessing how all things arise and pass.